Come in, Miss Russell. Sit down.
Miss Dunleavy? Oh, I see the chessboard is already set.
But before we begin, Mary, I must tell you I have been much troubled by your relationship with Mr. Sherlock Holmes.
I had hoped to quell your misgivings, not provoke them.
You're first to play.
Of course. Well, what can I say? There. I'm his apprentice. Nothing more.
A more cautious opening this time. You understand, I take no relish in these interrogations, but I will not be fooled. You may think of me as a dry spinster with only the delights of abstruse mathematical theory for distraction, but I have seen life, and your relationship alarms me deeply. Have you ever spent a night with Mr. Holmes unchaperoned?
Many times. But always innocently, and always in the pursuit of the case.
When did this first happen?
Miss Dunleavy, I must pretend...
Answer me, Mary, or I'm afraid your future here will be in jeopardy.
The first time, it was Jessica.
Jessica?
Jessica Simpson.
We present The Beekeeper's Apprentice by Laurie King, adapted into 4 episodes by Sean Prendergast, with Monica Dolan as Mary Russell, Sean Thomas as Dunleavy, and James Fox as Sherlock Holmes. Episode 2, The Affair of the Senator's Daughter.
Although I did not say so to Miss Dunleavy, the case brought into sharp focus my years of training, and moreover brought me up against the dark side of the life Holmes led.
Holmes! Don't tell me! The rector needs a gypsy fiddler for the village fete.
Hello, Russell. I'm so glad you happened to stop by. It saves me from having to write. I wanted to ask you to keep track of these experiments.
Holmes, what is going on?
Going on? Nothing's going on. I find I must be away for a few days, that's all.
You have a case.
Oh, come now, Russell.
Holmes, this is Russell you're talking to, not Watson. Not Mrs. Hudson. I'm not in the least bit intimidated by you. You're in full disguise except for your shoes, and there's a packed bag in the corner. I repeat, what is going on?
Russell, I'm very sorry, but I cannot include you.
Why not, Holmes?
Because, damn it may be dangerous.
My dear Holmes, I'm going to pretend you did not say that. I'm going to leave the room, count to one.
All right, Russell, spare me the theatrics. I may be mad, but we shall give it a try. Have you been following the papers? The Simpson kidnapping case?
I saw something a few days ago. A carefully typed ransom note.
Giving the senator 1 week to raise £20,000 or the child dies. Her name is Jessica.
Who called you in?
Apparently Mrs. Simpson insisted. Turn off that gas tap, would you? Let the walnut oil cool.
You don't sound pleased.
How could I be pleased? Half of Wales has trudged the hillside into the mud. The trail is a week old. There are no prints. Nobody saw anyone. The parents are hysterical. Since nobody has any idea what to do, they decide to humour the woman and bring in Holmes. Old Holmes, the miracle worker. Reading that drivel of Watson's, a person would never know I had any real failures, the kind that grind away and keep one from sleeping. Russell, I know these cases. I know the feel of how they begin. And this is all the marks. It stinks of failure, and I don't want to be anywhere near Wales when they find their child's body.
Refuse the case, then?
I can't. There's always a chance they overlook something these suspicious old eyes might see. Now, there's a morsel for Watson's notes. Sherlock Holmes trusting in luck. Come here, Russell. Let me see if my concoction has cooled. Now, smear this muck on your face. We will be a pair of gypsies. Elijah Todd and his daughter, Mary. I've arranged for a caravan. We'll see the Simpsons and make our way north. I don't suppose you've picked up any useful skills at Oxford, such as telling fortunes?
The girl downstairs is a fiend for tarot. I could probably imitate the jargon. And there's the juggling. We're going to Wales. You think the child is still there?
Look at the map.
So it's a very remote area. No one heard an automobile after dark, and the police had all of these roads blocked.
By 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
I think she is still in Wales, too. Not only that, I think she is within 20 miles of the place from which she disappeared. The kidnapper is a cool character, if that's the case.
Cool, as you say, and careful. Look here. Use my magnifying glass.
I have my own.
The notes are on cheap, common paper in common envelopes, typed on the second most common kind of typewriter, 3 or 4 years old, and mailed in busy post offices across London.
No fingerprints?
No, but the spelling and choice of words and punctuation are consistently atrocious.
Window dressing?
Window dressing. There is a mind behind this, Russell, not some casual, uneducated lout. That is why we will take no risks. Our disguise is assumed the instant we step out of that door over there, and not let down for a moment. If you cannot sustain it, you'd best say so now, because one slip could mean the child's life. Russell, we're approaching Cardiff. We're going to have to split up. We have an appointment with the Simpsons in the office of Chief Inspector Williams at 12:30. It would not be the best of ideas to go through the front door, so we're going to be arrested.
Fisticuffs.
And don't forget, roll with the punches.
For God's sake, can you not hang on to your bags?
Dad, I was only trying to help me.
Stop you, Batman! This simple lad is hurting a child.
He's no child. He needs some sense put into her.
That you will not, man. No, we're not having that. Let's to the station with both of you. Oh. We shall see if that cools your tempers. Perhaps you gentlemen might care to check your pockets. See if there might be anything missing, isn't it?
I'm going there, miss.
Chief Inspector, I insist on speaking
with you. I'll deal with this, Owen. Miss, you will explain yourself?
With pleasure. Would you mind awfully if I were to sit down? Thank you. There is a certain Romany gentleman being held in your cells. My father. That is actually Sherlock Holmes. He did not wish it known that he was being called in on the Simpson case, so we chose to arrive for the appointment by the back door.
Oh, Jesus God. Sherlock Holmes in the lock-up. Owen! Owen, damn you!
Chief Inspector, sir.
I want the gypsy they arrested down by the station. Now! If this is some prank...
No prank.
And who the hell are you?
My name is Mary Russell. I shall be his assistant on the case.
Assistant, is it? I've never heard it called that before.
Chief Inspector wants to see you.
You are quite to time, Russell. I trust they did not harm you.
A few bruises, nothing more.
Chief Inspector Williams, I take it that you have met Miss Russell.
Mr. Holmes, this doesn't look good.
Holmes, I think you would be better off alone.
You will stay there. Chief Inspector Williams, Miss Russell is my assistant. In my absence, she has full authority.
I'm not sure.
Not one word more on the subject. Are the Simpsons here?
In the next room. I thought you and I might have a word before we went through.
Quite. We shall leave the city immediately we have seen them. I assume that the roadblocks are up, but that your men are away from the area, as I specified.
As you asked, yes.
Perhaps we need to clarify this matter, Chief Inspector. I asked for nothing. I certainly did not ask that this case be wished upon me. Your people approached me.
Actually, I requested your presence.
Ah, sir, Mr. Simpson, may I introduce Mr. Sherlock Holmes and his assistant, Miss Mary Russell.
How do you do?
I must apologize for my singular appearance. I thought it best for the sake of your daughter's safety. I assure you that Miss Russell's disguise is every bit as sham as the gold tooth I am wearing. Now, to business. I've read your statements, seen your photographs, reviewed the physical evidence. I've only two questions. First, why did you come here?
I'm afraid I insisted. John hasn't had so much as a day off in nearly 2 years. And I told him. I said...
Mrs. Simpson, listen to me. This was not an accident. This was a deliberate, carefully planned crime. It was not your fault. But why here?
Because we wanted to get far from London. You never know when the bombs won't start up again.
Did anyone suggest this area to you?
No. My wife's family came originally from Aberystwyth. So we knew the country in a general sort of way.
Now, Senator, that last day, I want you to talk me through the details.
Look at that funny thing.
We went for a walk. bought sausage and bread from the farmhouse, and cooked and ate them at 5 o'clock. Stayed inside the tent reading after that because it began to rain.
You were asleep before 11 and woke at 4 o'clock to find your daughter missing.
She didn't go. Jessica didn't go out of the tent by herself. The dark frightens her. She wouldn't go outside, even for the horses.
That brings me to my second question. How did you feel when you woke up in the morning? Naturally, you felt panic and disorientation, but physically. How did you feel physically?
I remember I felt ill. Thick-headed.
Were we drugged?
I think there's a very good chance. Chief Inspector, was anything done on the food?
Analyzed, of course. Nothing. And the old couple of the farm seemed harmless.
Russell, have you any questions?
Just one. About the child herself. How do you think she's reacting to being spirited away by what may well be complete strangers?
Oh, Jessica is a very self-contained, determined child. Assuming she is being treated well, she's probably less upset than her mother is.
Well, we will find her as soon as possible. Come, Russell. Let's examine our transport.
Gee up, lad. Good horse.
Holmes, there's something I must ask you. I need to know. Is my presence an embarrassment?
My dear Russell, to my considerable surprise, you have shown yourself to be a competent assistant. It is, I can even say, a new and occasionally remarkable experience to work with a person who inspires not by vacuum, but by actual contribution. Williams is a fool. What he and his ilk choose to believe is no concern of mine. And thus far, it has not seemed to harm you. You cannot help being a female, and I should be something of a fool as well if I were to discount your talents merely because of their housing.
I see. I think.
Besides, renowned bachelor such as myself, you would probably be more of an embarrassment were you a boy.
That was his exact phrase. A renowned bachelor. I see. So, in this wagon, once you were on the road, what happened between you at night?
Nothing.
Nothing? Do not take me for a fool.
I don't. But I have taken your bishop.
Oh. Very good, Miss Russell. I must be more careful. You say nothing physical ever occurred?
No. There was no hint of such a thing. I had a nightmare. Holmes calmed me. I slept.
And in the morning?
We reached the senator's campsite and all was forgotten.
Here, Russell, at the back of the tent. Look. See, just under the guy rope, a slit in the canvas.
You expected that? A tube for sleeping gas?
Right you be, Mary Todd.
And look. This must be Jessica's doll in the long grass.
Why don't you tell me what you saw that night, eh? It would save us a great deal of trouble. Would there be any objection if we took the doll with us, do you think?
I shouldn't think so. Now, let us get the lie of the land. This way. If you were kidnapping a child, Russell, how would you get her away?
Personally, I would use an automobile. But no one seems to have heard one that night. And it's a goodly hike to anywhere with a child on one's back. Horses. No one would notice one more set of prints with all these here.
It's a sad state of affairs that when being confronted by a hillside, the modern girl thinks of an automobile. That's slow, Mary Todd. Theological training at Oxford is proving as destructive to the reasoning abilities as I had feared.
Oh, Di, were my fault. I were looking at evidence.
Harden the tea more. So, which way?
Not towards the road. There'd be too much chance of being seen. I should go further away from the nearest village, I think. Along the hill, or over it.
Let us see what there is to find. I'll go up the hill. You take the base.
A handkerchief. Was this an accident? Could he have been awake enough to drop it deliberately? Might a six-year-old do that? I shouldn't have thought so. But look. That's my girl, Jessie. Your hair ribbon.
Wait. Down near those trees. Is the ground stuffed up? Yes. Come on, look.
And a button.
She jumped off the horse. She had bare feet, although they had taken her shoes, and they had not bothered to put them on her. Her hands were not tied here. You see the short parallel lines, her toes, and here,
the longer lines that draw together. Her fingers made those as she gathered herself off the ground and sprinted down towards those bushes. She made it this far before they caught her by her nightdress, which popped a button, and by her hair, which was, of course, loose from having the ribbon removed.
Dear God, I hope they didn't hurt her when they caught her.
What was the moon doing on the 12th of August?
3/4 full, and it had stopped raining. She may have been able to see well enough to tell when the path split. Or maybe she was trying to make it to the trees. In either case, we know where she'd come. Quite a child, our Miss Simpson. But I doubt if there'll be any further signs.
It is unlikely. But let us be thorough. Then back to the caravan, Mary McGough. A bite of lunch, and the gypsies will resume their itinerant musicale. This is our route. The campsite here, and the trail going away, roughly along this contour line. From here, where? She had to be inside, Russell, before light, in a building or a vehicle.
But not under the ground?
I think not. Had they intended to kill her, surely they would have done so when she tried to escape, save themselves further trouble.
Oh.
What is it, Russell?
Oh, nothing. You just sound so callous.
You prefer a surgeon who weeps at the pain he is about to inflict? I should have thought you had learned that lesson by now, Russell. Allowing the emotions to interfere with an investigation can only interfere with the surgeon's hand. Now, assuming the child is taken as early as midnight and it is light by 5 o'clock without an automobile, this is the limit that they could have ridden approximately here, within this area. A place where a telephone is to hand for instruction.
There are only 4 small villages in that direction.
Then climb aboard, Mary. We must put on a show at every pub and gather what information we can.
Come and get your fortune told, dear. Learn the secrets of the future and the past. Excuse me, Grandma.
What can I do for you, Lily?
There are telephones in town.
Telephone?
Yeah, telephone. You know, the thing you pick up and shout down.
Oh, my grandson used one once when the horse died.
You don't get many strangers through here, do you?
Oh, all the time, love. Why, only at midsummer, an automobile filled with English came here and stopped and drank a glass.
Bloodwen, leave Thomas alone.
You want to spread the word? We'll have a show for you to watch in an hour, lest my dad finds the beer here too good. I tell fortunes, too.
Ah, my own sweet girlie. Have you seen what I've done with me, Peddle?
On your toes, Russell. 2-story white house, 1/2 mile north, plane tree in the front and another at the back. Hired in late June. 5 men living there, perhaps a 6th coming and going. I'll make a distraction at the front of the house in 50 minutes. You make your way, carefully, mind you, round to the back and see what you can without getting too close. Black your skin and take your revolver, but use it only to save your life.
Take your revolver, but use it only to save your life? Tell me you did not go. How could I not? I took a final glance round before shutting down the lamps, and the rag doll caught my eye. On sudden impulse, for luck, I pushed her into a pocket and slipped out silently into the shadows. I crept up the road, but met no one and was soon squatting down among some bushes. I listened. Voices downstairs, 3 men, possibly 4. I noticed the house had a light on in an upstairs window. If only I could gain height, I might be able to see through a chink in the curtains. The thing to do was to climb up onto the adjacent tree and peer through the curtains. And the fates were with me, because I saw against the pillow a small head with auburn brown hair gathered into a rough plait. Jessica Simpson's hair.
You had found her?
It was then the idea hit me. What if I did not wait for Holmes to effect the rescue?
Madness! To take a child's life into your own absurdly inexperienced hands?
How else could we do it, if not through the dark window with the distraction out in front?
Holmes could climb the tree.
Holmes, approaching 60, and becoming just the least bit hesitant about risking his bones.
I have moved. Pardon? The game. I'm challenging your queen.
The game can wait. What did you do about the child?
My mind veered wildly, and I wished to God that Holmes might miraculously appear beneath my feet and take the choice from me.
Somehow, Holmes had raised the drunken mob as a diversion. At that moment, I saw a figure lean over Jessica. Then he turned towards the noise and left the room. Had it not been for the vision of his broad back going through the door, I would never have done it. I stepped with one foot from the branch to the window, took out my pocket knife, slipped open the window, and climbed inside.
Jessica, don't be frightened. Your mama and papa sent me to bring you home. We have to go right now.
I can't. I tried to get away, so I fastened the leg to the bell with this chain.
Just a minute, Jessica. Here, you take the doll.
I knelt to examine the ankle cuff, which was fastened at the other end to the leg of the bed. I could see only one option given the time, and could only hope that I didn't break every bone in my foot. I hoisted up the end of the bed, balanced my weight on my left leg, drew back my right foot, and then straightened it out explosively.
Hang on really tight, Jessie.
Where are we going?
Back out of the window and down the tree. Come on.
Yes, Holmes!
Over here, Holmes! I got her!
Thank God! Thank God!
What is your doll's name?
Her name used to be Elizabeth.
Used to be? What is it now?
Mary, Miss Russell.
Jessica, I should like it very much if you were to call me Mary. I never had a sister, Jessica. I had a brother, but he died. My mother and father died too, so I don't have much of a family anymore. Would you like to be my sister, Jessica? That's it, cry.
The men who took me, I do hate them. Mama says I don't, but I do. If I had a gun, I'd kill them all.
Do you think you really would?
Maybe not, but I'd want to.
Yes. I'm glad you wouldn't shoot them, because I wouldn't want you to go to jail. But you go ahead and hate them. I hate them, too. And you know what I hate them for most? For taking away your happiness. A 6-year-old girl oughtn't to be frightened of people.
Mary, sometimes when I wake up, I think I'm still in that bed. It's like I can hear the train rattle when I move. And even during the day, sometimes, I think I'm dreaming. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yes, I know that feeling, Jessica. I know it very, very well.
I got away, but I slipped and fell, and he caught me again. And after all those days went by and nobody came, I thought maybe... Well, Mama's gone away home to America, and Pop wouldn't want me back.
Do you talk to your Mama about it?
I tried to yesterday, but it made her cry. I don't like to see Mama cry.
No, she's been upset, Jessie. But she'll be better in a few days. Try again then, or talk to your father.
I'll try.
Do you trust me, Jessie?
Yes.
Then listen to me, Jessica Simpson. You did everything you possibly could, and you did it perfectly. You left your handkerchief and your hair ribbon for us to find.
Like Hansel and Gretel?
Exactly. You tried to get away, even though they hurt you for it. And then when you could do nothing, you waited for us. And when I came, you acted like the intelligent person you are. And you're going to have to be brave and intelligent and patient for a while longer and wait for the anger and fear to settle down. They will. Not right away, and they'll never go away completely, but they'll fade. Do you believe me?
Yes.
Good. It's right to be angry when someone hurts you for no reason. But do you think you can try not to be too afraid?
Tickets for London, Paddington?
Holmes, you did not wish me to join this case. Do you now regret I did so?
I was indeed filled with a singular lack of enthusiasm. I work alone. I always have. Even when Watson was with me, he functioned purely as another pair of hands, not in anything resembling a true partnership. You, however, well, as it happened, by failing to give you even the responsibility for creating the necessary diversion, I paradoxically presented you with the opportunity of an independently solving the case.
I'm sorry, Holmes, but as I was...
For God's sake, Russell, don't apologize. You made the correct decision. It was, in fact, precisely what I myself might have done, given the circumstances.
Holmes.
Yes, Russell?
Is it always so grey and awful at the end of a case?
Not always. Just usually.
Hence the cocaine.
Hence, as you say, the cocaine.
Will we ever catch the criminal behind it all?
It's possible, but not, I think, likely. He's been very cautious. He was not seen. He'd certainly never been to the hideout. He'd never have overlooked the tree branch or the curtains. These five were hired and paid anonymously. Had no address or telephone number, no means of contacting him other than the newspaper, and received their orders from post boxes all over London. The Yard may have luck chasing the money, but something tells me they won't. However, sooner or later he'll put his head up again, and we'll have him.
It is very late. We have not finished our game.
Your queen is still vulnerable. Perhaps we should reconvene, and you can consider your next move.
Miss Russell, before you go, Holmes mentioned to you that he believed there was someone behind the kidnapping.
There was.
As your tutor, this concerns me greatly. I trust you are no longer in any danger.
Well, it is a dangerous world, Miss Dunleavy. But I believe I am safe enough tonight.
Let us hope so.
Until we meet again, then. Good night, Miss Dunleavy. And remember...
Remember what, Miss Russell?
The next move is yours.
In The Beekeeper's Apprentice, Mary Russell was played by Monica Dolan, Sherlock Holmes by James Fox, and Dunleavy by Sean Thomas. Mrs. Simpson was played by Elaine Claxton, the Senator by Gavin Muir, and the Chief Inspector by Sean Prendergast. Jessica Simpson was played by Hannah Kaufman. All other parts were played by members of the company. The Beekeeper's Apprentice was written by Laurie King, dramatized by Sean Prendergast, and directed by Melanie Harris.